Welcome everyone to our work session for the 7th of August 2012. I have 6:05. Sorry for starting a little bit late. And some of the things that I thought we could go over during our work session is a discussion of items that we'll be handling during our city council meeting. And so I don't think we need to discuss the appointment of the city recorder. Anyone okay with that? I do want to talk about and then we're probably going to have extra time this afternoon, but before we talk about Ariel Martin, let's talk about the annexation of the Earl property from Pleasant Grove. We're just going to discuss it tonight in terms of a public hearing on the property. We won't be doing anything. There was, I believe, some notifications that needed to be made that weren't, so we will still be, in terms of an action item, that has been scrapped for tonight. But we are required to hold a public hearing regarding the boundary adjustment of the Earl property from Pleasant Grove into Cedar Hills. And do we have any thoughts?
Okay, so my question is on their stuff that they're getting is the map that they need.
The what?
A map. So the property owner is required to have a licensed surveyor come out and create a plat map to be recorded as part of the boundary adjustment or annexation process. And the homeowner has yet to do that. Plus there are fees that they pay to each city as part of the boundary adjustment process that have not been paid.
Yeah.
So at this point we can hold a public hearing, which has been noticed, and then really the ball is in their court to pay those fees and provide those maps to the various cities so that we can continue to move forward. So we're working in a parallel path with Pleasant Grove City. They held their public hearing. So we're both at that point then waiting on the Earls to complete their part of what needs to be done.
Okay.
So we can hold a public hearing and then just table the adoption of the
ordinance. The county will not move any further until they have that plan.
They have to review that as part of the certification of the boundary adjustment.
Okay.
So that make sense to all you guys?
Yeah.
Essentially, the Earls want to hook into our pressurized irrigation. That's their motivation. And so.
And they are currently connected. What we typically do is if they're vested in the process, we see both cities have taken action with the resolution to accept the petition, and then we go ahead and let them. They sign up for a utility account.
Okay. All right. Any questions on that boundary adjustment at the Earl property?
No, I didn't. I was just making sure it wasn't like a hold up on our part, or I want it to be easy going for them.
Yeah.
And so it shouldn't be too difficult.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Unlike certain people in Pleasant Grove that may want a boundary adjust. Yeah. That is complicated.
It is complicated.
This one is not.
Good.
All right. Okay. Trent, Councilman Augustus has been working on a resolution regarding Ariel Martin. So why don't you bring us up to speed on that?
Okay. So everybody probably heard that she is no longer competing in the Olympics tomorrow. She was actually doing her last training run down in Southern California, and she was going over one of the
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. So she was doing her last training run in Southern California, and she went over one of the jumps, and at the point she went over the jump, her chain on her bike broke. And as soon as she did that, it launched her onto the other side. That's not even worth talking to. So I've got the other microphone right there. So when she went over the jump, it launched her into the opposing hill. Her handlebars actually flipped, came back, and caught her just below her ribs. She actually lacerated her spleen, punctured her lung, broke a couple of ribs. I mean, it beat her up pretty bad.
And so they had to take her out. They actually put her in intensive care over in, I think, St. Mercy's Hospital. She's had 3 operations since going into the hospital to relieve pressure and fluid in her lungs and her liver. Today she actually had another surgery to reduce pressure on her liver. They put a shunt in to help drain fluid consistently out of it because it was building up too much fluid. And so she's stuck in the hospital and will probably not even be going to the closing ceremony. She was pushing her doctors to try to get her over there for the closing ceremonies. And she's not even going to do that. So a couple of weeks ago, I actually talked to her mom, and we were trying to work it out so that we could actually do kind of an Olympic viewing party here at the rec center and show our support for her since she is from Cedar Hills. If you look at her Wikipedia page or any of the news press releases that go out, it always says that she's from Cedar Hills, even though she lives in California. So I thought it would be really cool for us to show our support for that. And I had talked to her mom. We had worked with KSL to try to pull everything together and then found out of her accident, and so we kind of had to bag all of that. We talked a little bit about trying to do kind of like a, I don't know, a get well card, have a bunch of kids come up, do cards, things like that. Unfortunately, my time over the weekend was kind of shot, so I didn't get to pull that together even though we wanted to. So in conjunction with that, we also thought about doing a resolution making August 8th Ariel Martin Day. And so that's where this came about. And so I drafted the wording for it, and Gretchen finalized it for me. So that's what we have, and so I'll be presenting that tonight.
Okay.
So any questions?
So all we have to do is just make a motion, approve it, and tomorrow's Ariel Martin Day. Right?
Yeah, so what I'd like to do is I'd actually like to read it word for word onto the record, and then we'll make a motion to approve it.
Do you want to share it with us right now?
Sure.
Just so we know what's
hey,
coming.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So when you do a proclamation and a resolution, what's the difference between the two?
A proclamation and a resolution? Because
yeah,
that's the one that Gretchen sent me.
The resolution makes the proclamation?
It's the one that she sent me. So I'm following Gretchen's lead.
I think what Steph's asking, though, what is the difference between a proclamation
and that's
like, a resolution?
Because usually we do proclamation,
right?
But is it by a resolution?
Yes. That's typically how Kim has done it,
okay.
By resolution.
Okay.
We've done things for other individuals.
Okay.
When we've recognized someone for term zone or whatever, we usually done it by resolution.
So we'll have like a nice, we can do like a nice certificate paper with her proclamation on it that they can sign for her. We can at least send it to her.
Yeah.
And I will follow through on that and make sure it happens. Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and read it to us.
A little bit of background. So she was raised here, and her mom actually was on the planning commission for a number of years, Lori Martin. She lived right off Peterbilt Drive, and she was very involved in various aspects of the city early on.
Her mom's actually the one that helped get the trail that goes down past Herod Park, like the whole trail system that heads south out of here.
Very involved.
How long have they been gone from Cedar Hills?
A few years.
Ariel got married about 3 or 4 years ago, and I think that their family had moved to shortly before that.
I see.
Right. So they've been gone probably 6-7 years.
This is great. Good job, Trent.
I'm hoping that we can have them do be part of our community a little bit more coming up. So,
yes, and I've had a discussion and they were open to that idea.
Yeah. I don't want to give it up yet.
I know what it is.
Not giving it up yet.
All right. Okay, Trent, go ahead. Why don't you read that so we can see that what we're gonna be talking about.
Okay, so the resolution says, a resolution recognizing Ariel Martin for her outstanding commitment to Cedar Hills, her dedication to the sport of women's BMX, and her pursuit of Olympic gold. Whereas, on July 31st, 2012, Ariel Martin's dreams of competing in the 2012 London Olympics came to an abrupt end when she was injured during a training session prior to leaving for the London Olympics. Whereas, the city of Cedar Hills wishes to fully recognize the dedication and effort that Ariel has given in pursuit of dreams to compete in the last 2 Olympics. And whereas Ariel Martin exemplifies the traits, abilities, and drive that inspires others in our community to pursue their own personal goals and dreams. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of Cedar Hills, Utah, and on behalf of its residents, hereby proclaims that August 8, 2012 be recognized as Ariel Martin Day. With this, the City of Cedar Hills wishes to recognize and sincerely thank Ariel Martin for her dedication and inspiration that she has provided to our community. Passed and ordered, recorded by the City Council of the City of Cedar Hills on this, the 7th day of August 2012.
I think that sounds good.
Can you say the last part really fast 3 times?
Absolutely not. I was struggling with it at that speed.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Trent. By the way, I encourage all the council members to use their mic as much as possible, because I know that people have told me that sometimes during meetings it's hard to hear in this room, particularly in the room next door. So I encourage you to use that. Next item is on the visions and goals for the City Council and staff. And I know that under Mayor Richardson, we started this discussion about visions and goals, and it hasn't gone beyond that. And I think it needs to. So I will take the responsibility of setting my vision and goal out first. But and what David Bunker's explained to me, or described to me, is the way that he views it is, it's kind of like an hourglass, where you've got, on one side, you've got the employees' goals and visions for the city, you've got the City Council's goals and visions on the other side, and depending on whether the hourglass is tipped one way or the other, then sand is flowing through, you know, from one perspective or another. So he kind of, you know, envisions the City Council and the mayor to come up with what their visions and goals are of the city. For instance, if one of our goals is to pay down debt, then that's got to be described in terms of how we're going to do that, how we're going to keep our property taxes low, how we're going to pay down our debt. And there are solutions to that that we've talked about, but that should be a real part of our visions and goals. If we want to talk about our family festival in terms of how we want that to be, then that should be talked about in terms of a goal and how we really want to do that. And a broader part of that is recreation, in terms of what type of recreation do we want in Cedar Hills and how do we want to accomplish that. And once the City Council and the mayor have come up with their visions and goals for the city, at that point the staff is better equipped to be able to take that visions and goals and run with it and come back with solutions and their ideas, because they understand, you know, probably better than we do a lot of the areas of how the city runs. And so it's upon us to come up with our visions and goals and have them implement that, if you will. So I think that this is a discussion item that is not going to be a one-off event. It's probably going to be on the agenda quite often until we get it formulated and to a point that we're all comfortable with it. So any thoughts on that? David, do you want to add anything to that?
You did great. I mean, really what we're looking at is setting a broad vision and goal, you know, at the top, and then administratively we'll work on getting that right down to what it's going to take to do that, department level. And then, so we'll take the broad goal and work on that. That will actually set the goal for the staff so that we can accomplish that broad goal.
So what I have in mind, and these are just broad brush the strokes that we're talking about tonight, is, for instance, let's say that we wanted to have a goal regarding finance and paying down our debt, things like that. I'm probably going to assign Councilman Jackman to handle that, at least in terms of the description, because he sits on the council. And, you know, talking about City Council, I'm probably going to assign Steph to do that. And so I'm going to make assignments for people to start those ideas and visions and goals going. And then once they have that, get the input of the entire council to be able to say how they feel about it, because everyone's got to be invested in this. And so that's kind of how I envision it. You guys have any thoughts, David?
You know, one thing that I think would help too is to really define our mission statement as a city. And maybe you've worked on that in the past. Stephanie, you said that, have you and Jenny been working on that?
We were gonna start.
I think part of it is just been confusion on my side, like, are we supposed to come up with just very general goals, or are we supposed to come up with very specific goals? And we didn't really get a lot of direction on that. So no.
So we struggled our
I think broad term, we should come up with our city's mission statement so that we know what we're after, and then start setting our goals based on that mission statement. And we had a don't know that we ever had a real official city mission statement before. I know in the Public Works Department, we came up with one. And it was specific to providing great service. And we had a little slogan, and it was the, you know, great service, we can handle it. You know, that was the Public Works mission statement and slogan. But as a city, I think we should have that so our residents really understand what we're after here. And then, you know, that's the really broad picture. And I think council members should be involved on specific goals, you know, broad, and then narrowing that down to, you know, administratively, and then what each department can do. And then we just hold ourselves accountable to that so that we can accomplish that goal. Because if we don't dial it down to exactly what we need to do, then it's just ambiguous. It's just too broad. And maybe we focus on two or three specific things that help us accomplish that goal. And it can't be a cut because there's so much going on, and, you know, every department is busy. They really are. But if we can give them two or three specific things to work on, that we can say, all right, by this day, we're going to accomplish this. And then we work on that. And, you know, I'm sure many of you and your companies have had the exact same type of experience.
True. Okay, so while we're doing this, then I would also like you to think about, you know, I would like our city to be known for something. And so certain cities, you know, whether on purpose or not on purpose, they end up being known for something. I've been talking with this mayor in the city in Washington, and so they've kind of become known as the sports city in their little area. They have, I think, four cities that kind of come together, and it's not too different from our five cities that we have here. But they decided that they wanted to sponsor a bunch of sports events. So they have all these sporting events, you know, throughout the year. I'm not saying Cedar Hills should be the sporting, you know, city of this, of Northern Utah County, but we should be known for something. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have a family festival, and that's great. And I think we can, you know, expand beyond that. And so there's cities that are doing things that that help them become known for something. And I know what our city's known for right now, and I don't like it, and I think we should change that. And so given that, when we're thinking about our visions and goals, let's think about what we want our city to be known for. Maybe that's an event. Maybe that's something we do. I don't know yet, but I'd like us all to be thinking about that.
Chocolate dipped bananas.
Whatever it is. And so, but...
Well, the reason I say that is because Pleasant Grove has strawberry days.
They do.
And you think about Pleasant Grove when it's strawberry days.
Right.
And so I think that's a very good idea.
And so whatever it is, we need to be known for something. Something good.
That's really funny that you bring that up because, like, probably 9 months ago, we talked about something very similar to that on the last council. And it was like, literally, can someone come up with... I mean, it's hard because all the other surrounding cities are known for certain things. And it's like, they just...
Churros.
...have just gone on our way.
Well, you know, and
I'm all about the food. I'm about the food.
I was thinking there are a lot of organizations in Utah that do charitable golf tournaments, and maybe that's going to be involved in where that tournament comes here every year, whether it comes to the Cancer Institute or something like that.
Yeah. And so there's so many areas that we could do. I'm sure that if you haven't already, you're going to be reading the applications of the people that are submitting their names for city council. And I was impressed with a couple. I'm not going to say who they were or anything specific, because I don't want to, you know, tip my hat. But there was a few. I liked some of the people really thinking outside the box, saying, I would like to see this, you know, our city do this or that. And I thought that was terrific. And so someone, a resident, you know, mentioned to me the other day, let's do something in the winter. Like, let's have some snowmobile regatta up American Fork Canyon, where everyone's snowmobiles. I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying, let's think outside the box and maybe have a winter activity as well as our family festival. And, you know.
You know, that's one thing Ogden does, is they have Winterfest or something like
they do.
That, except for this past year they canceled it because they didn't have enough snow.
They didn't have any snow.
And that's,
but they do, and it brings in tons of people.
Right, and so they have a couple of ski resorts, I believe. But still, we should talk about, you know, what we want to do and carry that theme throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So,
you know,
I think y'all...
Sturgis is a long ways away for bikers. We could be like the halfway point.
They could do that on their ride. This could be a stop on their ride.
Perfect. We give them 2 weeks to make it the rest of the way.
Right.
That would be neat. I don't think people associate Pearson's with bikers.
No, they don't.
But we could.
We could, exactly. Because I see them going up American Fort Canyon all the time.
The loop.
Right.
They can stop in the grill, get some food, rev up their Harleys. Okay.
That's right.
Anything else? By the way, I don't believe that we need to go into executive session tonight unless y'all have something you want to talk about. We talked about it last week. Jenny, do you have something you want to
do? I do have one legal question.
You do have one. Okay. Then we'll plan on that. But other than that, anything you guys want to talk about in work session?
I actually can talk about the Alpine Parade right now.
Great.
If you want.
Good.
So we're set for the Alpine Parade on Saturday. And we'll be, they're doing a big party celebration for the firefighters in their parade. And so I was just looking to see.
I will not be there.
Okay.
I've got a father's and son's activity, so I'll be out of town. But.
Just looking for Greg's email on it.
Can you throw candy in the Alpine Parade?
I don't think you can.
I don't know if you can. A lot of cities.
The only ones that are not allowed to throw candy, from what I know, are ones that have to close state roads. Both American Fork and PG have had to close a state road for it, and it's their contract with the state to close that road that doesn't allow them to throw candy.
Yeah.
Was Alpine on a state
road?
No,
but I don't think
that
you can throw candy. I don't think they have
to throw
candy in Alpine either.
Are they afraid a child's
going to
get hit or something with these candies?
So I guess. In American Fork one year, they actually had 2 kids hit.
Oh, that's why then.
I don't know how many years ago it was, but that's one of their concerns for also using that state road. They don't allow it. UDOT doesn't allow it.
Do you want me to find out if you can have candy? Or would you guys want to?
Well, if we can throw candy, yeah, we want to throw candy.
Because the kids definitely want it.
The kids like the candy.
Well, that's the thing. All the kids sit there and go, hello.
Yeah, they're like, where's my candy?
Yeah, that's what we came here for.
Seriously, in American Fork, we were told we can't throw candy, and then they're like, where's the candy? So, but one of the things is that we're actually on one of the fire trucks, and so Alpine just wants us to be aware that they're doing a big, huge hoorah for the firefighters.
Great.
So even though we're going to be on one of the fire trucks, that they're going to be celebrating them. So
we only get an H out of the hurrah.
They didn't want us to feel awkward, or I don't know.
Well, I kind of got dissed in American Fork, so if you guys get, you know, applauded.
Wait,
it wasn't you, Sam.
Maybe I can just shed some light on the candy throwing thing in American Fork.
Yes.
I do the parade permit every year, and because that's a UDOT controlled road, it's a state road, it's a condition of that permit that you can't throw anything from a float or a vehicle. So they're supposed to have people that walk to throw the candy, and that's why you saw that. And so
okay.
They don't obey the rule. You'll see people throwing it from their vehicle, but you're not supposed to, and so that's a UDOT requirement because it's a state road.
Maybe we'll ride our golf carts next year,
yeah,
and that way we can throw candy out.
So their check-in is between 8 and 9, so I did want to say, like, by 8:30 we need to be there, and then their parade starts at 9:30 sharp, and we're number 10.
Great.
So the fact that we're up really hard, we need to make sure we're on time.
Okay.
So we'll plan on Gary not being there, but... If you want to bring your family and
is Councilman Jackman back in town? Will he,
I'll check.
I know he likes to do that.
I think he is. If I remember right, I think he is.
Okay.
So, I just want to double check that we'll have an attendance. I'll be there.
Great.
I'll be there.
Okay. So we have at least 3 left.
We also are going to be appointing our city recorder tonight. So those are the only items that I've got. So if there's nothing else right now. What's that?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then we'll take a break. I encourage you to go get some fries or whatever out of the grill. And thank you. That's it. What is that meeting?
That's their parents' meeting.
I can hear Jenny really well. So, are these directional mics where you have to
speak like this? So you have to speak directly into the mic like this, then I would think.
It appears as based on Trent's lovely display.
And just your knee, and Jenny's top side view like this, and it works perfectly.
Yeah. I think your mic is different, because the rest of them don't work like
but
that.
But it's like that for me every time. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
They're all the same
height.
I have
Jenny
leaned
forward.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Let's see.
Look,
if I talk right
Justin,
here,
one, two,
much
three.
Better.
Hold on.
That was
hold
better.
On. Hold on. Okay, so are you on mic one? I think you are. Okay, so there's a little adjustment here, right. So I'm going to pump these all up. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jess,
okay.
No, I'm still low.
He's on number three.
Did you ever see
my favorite
testing.
Oh, that did something a little better.
There you go. That.
So. See, but you know what? If she's just sideways, it doesn't work.
It's got to be the pitch of your voice.
I think these are directional.
But you know what? You can hear you a lot better now.
I think you can.
Well, now you can, but a few minutes ago, absolutely
yeah.
Not.
Okay, so
like,
I wonder.
Can hear it a little better.
I know that. Yeah.
I don't know if that will help with pickup. Everything else is. See, I don't.
Okay,
that one. No,
this has nothing to do with it.
Hey David, what's the procedure? I've got quite a few calls lately from parents or scouts wanting to do their Eagle projects in Cedar Hills, and they want to benefit the city and do various things. But how do we do that? I imagine it's got to be approved by you or.
Well, Jeff Logg in the past has been that person.
Okay.
Now it's Steve Howard. And so typically, what we'd like them to do is have an idea of what they want to do for the city and bring in a proposal.
And on the website, there is an Eagle Scout link.
Okay.
We have a city application to kind of get their ideas gelled together, find out if they want to, they're looking for money from the city in addition to what they're doing. There's some suggested ideas.
Okay, so D Howard's going to be
helpful. So we have a scout right now working on something, and so we could ask if it's real.
I've just directed them to you, David. I don't know if you've got calls lately.
And I send them to the job. And they contact me.
So, now
let's
talk.
All right, well, look at that. Go on.
Okay, great.
I think the hardest thing is that scout project
fees are hooked
now
up.
Require that it's like they can't do a 12-minute. It has to be something that.
It can be made. It has to be almost like a capital proof.
Yeah.
We just figured out if there's a way that we can.
I think the word scout master
district to the
Good. I know someone on the forum is intent and can be pushed back a little bit on that.
Right.
Still, I signed up all of the letters.
When you come here, like it's Tuesday night, I believe
Gretchen had them prepared for me Thursday morning. They went out Thursday. So they went out.
No, I just been reading through it. Touchy about it.
I think he can only for sure. One of the key moments for the manager who was the only one who was
and I
think that's
all the answers.
Well, that's what he said, but I know somebody that applied for it, but I've been not
I think that we couldn't have gotten that any sooner.
That's fine. I just want to make sure
you did it. Yeah, absolutely did. Very nice, very, very nice letters. So the only way we would have done it sooner is if we would have done it by email, but I felt like doing it by email would be as personal.
And then we've already told everybody else.
Oh, no, but yeah.
Please don't make sure they didn't hear the
song. Yeah, and he was saying something like he left the people that you don't hire know first, which is
completely wrong.
Because if the person you want to do it, what if the person says no, and then you have to go back and say, oh, it's my second choice because you want to do it.
Exactly.
So that didn't make any sense to me.
All right.
Here? Yeah, can you tell me if you can have some